takes us to Thomasdale Gaston Seafood Pier with an application for a pier.
Good morning.
Community pier. Mr. Matthews.
Commissioner. Associate Commissioners, with your permission, I'd like to, before we begin, I have a couple of housekeeping measures. One, I received a letter of support by hand from the applicant, Mr. Roman. I'd also like to direct your attention to page 1-2 of my report. Correct the record. You'll see on line 2 that there's a reference to the line 2 starts with indicate an average depth of 2 feet at mean low, low water. That is not correct. I would like you to scratch out 2, please, and put a depth of minus 4 feet at mean lower, low water. That's germane to the issue. Now, we move to the mother county of the northern Northumberland County. Thomasdale Gaston Seafood is requesting authorization to construct an 18-foot wide by 40-foot long open pile timber deck addition to an existing 48-foot long L-head pier and to change the use of the structure from a private pier to a commercial seafood landing pier. This project is situated along Ellison Creek in Northumberland County. The project is protested by adjacent and nearby property owners. Here's a give you an idea where we are. Screen. Richmond, and we're up in Northumberland County. Step a little bit closer. Here we have the county seat is to the west. Small town of Burgess. There is a light there. Only one in the county. There's two in the county. And then here's the Ellison Creek. A star right up here is where the project's located. We're getting a little bit closer. Here's an aerial photograph of the site. The star, once again, shows this location. This is Ellison Creek, the headwaters of Ellison Creek. This aerial photograph also shows in red the location of the five individuals protesting the project. Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, who I mentioned later on in my report, are an adjacent property owner. I understand that the property line for the Gaston Seafood is right in this location here and probably right in along here. So the project, as I mentioned a moment ago, is located on Ellison Creek. It's approximately 5 miles north of the town of Reedville. The applicant has recently purchased an undeveloped residential property on which he and his father intend to operate a commercial seafood landing. As you can see from the photograph here, that there's no structures currently on the property with the exception of a pier, which you're going to see in a moment. To accomplish this, Mr. Gaston needs to enlarge and reinforce an existing L-head pier. This requires the construction of a 40-foot long by 18-foot wide open pile timber deck. The new deck will be constructed inboard of the existing pier head and will therefore not result in any additional channelward encroachment. The larger pier will enable Mr. Gaskins to haul nets and land his catch on the pier. We're stepping a little bit closer. You can see that we're up here at the headwaters. The reference that I made in the report about the depth, this is a NOAA chart. The NOAA chart indicates that it is minus 4 at mean lower low water. This is the kind of the big picture. The proposal is to convert a private non-commercial pier, which I've indicated here in red. I'll step a little bit closer in a moment. In red, what they would like to do is they would like to build a wharf behind it. You'll notice right away that this is a rather substantial lot, but that there is very little, if any, construction on it. But also that note that Mr. Gaskins shares an interest in the much-discussed marsh. Gaskins also has a stake in the welfare of the marsh as it constitutes the northern property line. We're a little bit closer now. You can see that noted here in red the existing L-head pier. It was constructed prior to the purchase of the property by Mr. Gaskins, and you'll see right away that the green area behind it, approximately 40 foot wide by 18 foot wide pier section, is behind it. Before I go any further, please note that there will be no additional mooring piles out in Ellison Creek, nor will there be any additional encroachment to the south of the property, and for that matter, to the west of the property, toward the Andersons. Everything is going to be behind that L-head. We are a little closer, stepping a little bit closer. In addition to the construction of the platform here, it's going to require the development of the upland to properly convey the material across the wharf. And so what they're proposing here is to build pour a concrete pad and also to build a bulkhead. The bulkhead was taken up, and also the construction of the concrete pad was taken up by the Northumberland County Wetland Board, and that particular portion of the project was permitted and authorized by a unanimous vote. We're looking at a side view of it, and the existing pier here is in red, and of course you're looking to the right, which is it's the 18 foot addition. Here is a view looking west toward the Anderson property. Mr. Anderson's right across the way. The headwaters in the marsh is up to the right, and the remainder of the protestants are to the left and downstream. Here we're panning a little bit to the right, and there we are looking up into the cove. It's approximately 120 feet up into that cove. The project is protested by Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, the people on the other side of the creek, as well as some of the downstream property owners. The protestants have raised numerous issues associated with the use and the development of the upland. However, they are united in their belief that the development of the commercial landing will adversely impact the marsh that you see over there in that photograph. The marsh is partially owned, as I mentioned a moment ago, by the applicant, and is approximately 120 feet upstream of the proposed commercial pier. The protestants are concerned that the bilge water, boat wakes, petroleum discharge, and the commercial operations may damage the nearby marsh. The issue has been discussed between staff and Mr. Gaskins, and Mr. Gaskins has agreed to develop and institute a spill contingency plan and to place permanent trash receptacles on the pier to contain any waste that might be inadvertently washed into the creek. With the implementation of these protective measures, staff is of the opinion that the pier addition and the associated use will not directly impact the adjacent marsh. In addition, the protestants believe that there is an insufficient depth at the applicant's for the applicant's vessels to come and go at the proposed land. We are of the understanding that the applicant owns and operates a shallow drafted Carolina skiff. Draws only 15 inches of water. As I've demonstrated a moment ago in my comments previous to my getting into the images here, that the depth at mean lower water is minus 4. I went out there, tested it myself on a day that wasn't particularly the tide was an average low tide. It was approximately 3 feet at the end of the pier. The drawings, which I noted a moment ago, show that the depth is approximately 3.5 feet. It's important to point out here that according to the applicant, the landing will be operated by Mr. Gaskin and his father only, and that the boat traffic will be restricted to just those vessels. They're not going to sell to the public, and they're not going to land other individuals' catch. The catch, nets, and equipment will be offloaded for handling on the upland. So they're not going to, it's all going to happen on the upland. Their business plan does not include the purchase of seafood from any waterman or the general public. Since the pier will not be open to the public, there should only be two vessels, as I mentioned a moment ago, and accordingly, it's unlikely the additional use will adversely impact recreational uses of Ellison Creek. In December of 2013, the Northumberland County Board of Supervisors granted the applicant a special use permit authorizing the upland to be developed into a commercial seafood landing. This required the applicant to install and maintain a septic system and have a dumpster on site at all times. As far as the staff's recommendation, before I proceed any further, this is a view downstream. And one final aerial. With attention to the summary and recommendation, the pier addition will not extend any further channelward into the creek and will not, and we do not anticipate that the proposed use of the pier will significantly affect other uses within the waterway. We believe the offer to develop a spill contingency plan and to install trash receptacles at the pier should minimize the potential for adverse impacts to the waterways and nearby marsh. Staff believes that the proposed pier addition is a reasonable use of state-owned submerged lands. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after consideration of all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205, subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the following special conditions. Staff has proposed that the permittee shall install and maintain waste receptacles on the pier. The permittee shall develop and implement a spill contingency plan to address accidental spills associated with use of the pier, and the permittee agrees to the one-time payment of $1,692 for the encroachment on 1,128 square feet of state-owned submerged lands. That's both the pier and the deck at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. And with that, I'll be happy to respond to any questions that you might have.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
Jeff, this was previously a residential pier, the short L-shaped pier, and the land is residential as well. And there are two concrete pads that are being proposed.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And it seemed from one of the drawings there was an old existing kind of wharf to the south. Or
yeah.
Is that just remnant? It's not?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to probably be banned.
Okay.
I'll make sure that's a ban.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission?
I guess just a depth thing. I'm reading most of these protest letters, and they're talking about 1 foot at high tide and not being able to get their boat lifts off their lifts at low tide, that kind of thing. You measured the water at low tide?
I did measure it.
And you've got 3 foot? Kind of.
If I might, I can't speak for the protestants, but I have. It would occur to me that they may possibly be considering the depth closer up into the marsh. But I can tell you from my own experience that, yes, I pulled 3 feet from that pier.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes, sir.
Will you both be testifying? How about I swear you in both at the same time here? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you will give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yeah.
Please proceed, state your name, and tell us what you have to say.
My name is Craig Palyavinsky. I'm with Bay Shore Design. I'm the agent who prepared this joint permit application. I have nothing further to add to Jeff's presentation. He's covered the design and our proposed use of the pier. I would like to add, if I may, to the commission, we have another letter of support for Mr. Gaskin's application, if I may present it to you.
Yep, please.
No, I think this is in your packet.
That's great. Thank you.
As Jeffrey explained, we applied for and received a conditional use permit for the activity for the commercial landing here from the North Elmont County Board of Supervisors. It was approved unanimously, 5-0. And we also have received a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the bulkhead and the commercial wharf and the expansion. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Gaskins. He can explain more about his business at the wharf.
I'm Thomas Gaskins of Thomas Gaskins Seafood. Me and my father are going to be running our small fishing operation there. It's going to be small, family-owned and operated. The reason I needed this pier is mainly just to unload and load our nets in and out of the boat. They're, you know, heavy pound nets, and sometimes we need a truck with a power block on the end of a boom to lift them out of the boat and in the boat. I'm also going to use it to unload the seafood I catch, the fish and crabs, put them in some boxes, and take them off the dock. And, you know, again, like I say, it's just going to be a very small operation. And as far as the marsh goes, you know, I'm not going to be doing anything to affect that. You know, as Mr. Madden said, you know, I own half of that. And, you know, a marsh is a very important piece of the river. And the other thing I wanted to speak on was the depth of the water. You know, I know a lot of the protest letters said it's a foot of water, they couldn't get the kayak, you know, certain things like that. You know, I bought this property, and, you know, I've lived on this creek my whole life, you know, so I would never buy it unless, you know, I knew for sure that I could get my boat in and out of there, you know, every day. And that's all I need to say. Do you have any questions?
Mr. Gaskin, for your operation at this location, you'll need a skiff, is that right? Is that all you need?
I have two boats.
You have two boats?
Yes, sir. I have two outboard motor boats. They don't draw very much water, around 18 inches.
Okay. And you only need two vessels for this operation?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any objection to being limited to using two vessels with this operation?
Well, yes, because, you know, I have a 2.5-year-old son now. So when he gets 12 years old, he's going to want to crab too, you know, for a summertime job. And where am I going to put his skiff? You know, and, you know, there's always room for expanding. You know, I'm only 25 years old, so I can't tell you where I'm going to be in the next 20 years. Hopefully, you know.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to some of the objections of just the activity around the marsh and some other concerns, and I thought perhaps one way to address that would be to say, you know, for this operation, what I'm doing out here, this commercial operation, that I'm limited to two vessels used in its, you know, in its operation.
Mr. Plumlee, may I? I think what Mr. Plumlee is driving at, just to make sure that there's a finer point put on it, is he's not so much limiting your operation to two vessels, but he's limiting the use of the pier to two vessels at a time.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Right.
Well, we could limit it to, you know, two vessels loading and unloading at a time. That would be okay. But as far as boats being left there,
you would want more than two.
Yes, sir.
Is there a maximum that you would want?
Well, the piers, you know, not so big, so, I mean.
Right.
You know, I just hate to limit myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you can understand that.
Well, I do, but again, you take into consideration the neighbors' concerns, the nearby property owners. Obviously, it's the activity level of activity there. But, you know, if you're limiting what you can do in terms of tying up vessels at that location, that helps. And it's just a matter of, you know, give and take, you know, trying to resolve any concerns.
I understand. Well, how about four? Could we work with four vessels?
We can talk about four. I had to have some sense of what you thought would be going on over the coming years at that spot.
That would be fine.
Ms. Erskine.
Mr. Gaskins, I think one thing we're trying to get at is looking at these issues of concern, and keep in mind that if there is a number that's more reasonable or appropriate for you now, you can also apply for a modification to this permit, you know, in the future. If you notice that, you know, things have changed for you, I certainly think it's within your right to come back and request a modification to that permit. I did have one question. Where are you currently landing seafood?
I'm landing out of my uncle's place, Gaskin Seafood, right down the creek.
Okay.
A half a mile away.
So this is more convenient.
The traffic really won't be any different because we're just moving from one dock to another.
So this is more convenient, you know, certainly for you to be able to tie up there?
The reason I bought this property is so that I can build my home on the property and run my business out of my home. Mm-hmm. You know, more time with the family.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there somebody else that wishes to testify in support of this project? In opposition to this project? Anybody wish to testify in opposition? Hearing none, the matter is before the commission.
Commissioner?
Ms. Haney.
Just like to say I understand the need for Mr. Gaskin's request. There's a lack of working waterfront in this area that the watermen can work from, and I also think we need to do whatever we can to support the young watermen and to help them survive. I think the average age for a commercial cardholder is 55 or above. And as to the marshes, which seems to be the main concern in the protest letters, this same type of operation takes place adjacent to my property on Cockles Creek, and it has been for probably 15 years. There's never been a spill, and to my knowledge, never been any damage to the marshes that we also share as property owners. I mean, I think that potential is minimal.
I agree, and I think having a reasonable limit on the vessels that he believes he can do his operation, feel comfortable with four vessels at this site, gives the neighbors some sense that this is not going to become the next big commercial marina, you know, nearby, but gives him the number that he needs to work with. And so that's why I was kind of trying to search with him what and he's right. I mean, AJ's right. He can come back, you know, if that doesn't work out. But if he's agreeable to that limit, then that gives the neighbors some idea that this is a reasonably operated small operation at that location. I think may prevent there from being like, you know, encounters in the future with the neighbors and, you know, all sorts of objections. So, you know, I would ask for that condition if anyone wants to make a motion to approve it with the other conditions.
That's interesting.
I make a motion that we approve the project as submitted, amended to no more than a maximum of four vessels tied up at this location at one time.
We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Matter is before the commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Gaskin.
Thank you.